And as I mentioned just moments ago, there's going to be a bicycle workshop, maintenance, fitness, training, and racing that's coming up this Saturday at the Ketchikan Public Library from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And here to tell us more about that, Ann Schwartz and Jeff Nolts, and we'll hear more about them. Also with us this morning, Mary Kowalsik, who is with the Friends of Ketchikan Alaska State Parks Education and Recreation. Is that correct? Did
That's
I have that
correct.
Right?
Friends of okay. Casper is easy
Casper.
To remember.
Friends of Casper. Okay.
With a K.
Casper with a K. And you helped kind of bring them here. Explain how that organization's involved with this.
Well, we want to promote outdoor recreation and environmental education. And I just happened to know Jeff and Ann and asked them, since they've been coming to Ketchikan for several years now, and just thought they could present one of their expertise to our community, because we don't have a lot of bike workshops, whether it be maintenance or fitness. We don't have a lot, and maybe it will inspire people to get out and recreate safely and correctly and ride to our state parks and enjoy them while they're out recreating.
Okay, and Jeff Nolts, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and how you're involved with bicycles.
Well, one, I want to reiterate, it was just wonderful of Mary to invite us here. I've known Mary for quite a while, and she's been bugging me about this, and it just worked out, so it's been wonderful. My background for this is, one, I own a bicycle shop I have for 40 years. Two, I was lucky enough to be the national team coach for 3 or 4 years in Colorado Springs and in Marquette. And then I also coached professionally for a while. And through that venue, I met Ann, who then became a nationally ranked and world-ranked athlete and so on and so forth. And so with kind of that expertise, or whatever you want to call it, Mary has kind of asked, why don't we take that and kind of segue it into something we can do in this community? And I was like, what a great idea, and if I can talk Ann into coming, even better idea. And we did. So that's kind of where we're at.
Okay, and Ann Schwartz, what's your background?
I raced at a high level for about 15 years. I met Jeff at his bike shop, and I was interested in cyclocross racing, and I started doing that. And through his help in learning how to ride a bike correctly and through my yoga, I was able to race at a very high level for 15 years. So I traveled across the country. And just here to give tips if anybody needs tips on training or how to ride a bike correctly. I'm very happy to see a lot of people, or a few people riding here anyways, and they all have helmets on, which is awesome. We're from Michigan. A lot of people don't wear helmets, so I was happy to see that. So that's my background.
Okay, and talking about this workshop, looks like you're going to be covering quite a few topics.
Yeah, we're trying to make it, Mary and I had talked, we just want to make it as open-spaced as we can. You know, just if it's a little bit of basic maintenance, a little bit of this, a little bit of whatever, let the talk kind of ramble to the direction that people would like. Probably the biggest priority is what we're going to do is probably basic maintenance and bike fit. People just don't realize that getting fit on a bike is so integral to your comfort, to your speed, to everything else. And it's a lot more involved than people realize. And so we'll kind of touch base on that. But again, it's going to be a little more laissez-faire. Just if folks want to talk about this, great. If they want to talk about a little bit of yoga with Ann and so on and so forth and things like that. Let me all stress again, Ann doesn't tend to self-promote that well. She was ranked 16th in the world at one time. And for those that don't know, cyclocross racing is like steeplechase on a bike. It's not your regular road bike racing. But that's kind of what we're looking for. It's not just for, we're not looking for that bike race person only. You know, we're looking for that young person, that old person, that whatever person, that somebody who's just wants to get out there and, gosh, maybe I'm interested. Let's just go see what it's all about. Who knows?
So you don't even necessarily have to have a bicycle. You can come out, learn more kind of about it, and go, hey, maybe this is something I'd like to try.
Yeah, absolutely. It really, you don't need a bike. If you have a bike and would like to bring it, that would be fine, because we will try and maybe see if everybody's set up correctly on their bike a little bit. But again, you don't have to have a bike. You don't have to know anything about a bike. You just come on out. What have you got to lose except for 3 or 4 hours of your time? And a library is a wonderful place to do it.
Yeah, and I should... back when I was first in college, I did this 200 mile bike thing, and totally not trained, and totally I discovered my bike was not adjusted correctly. I was very uncomfortable. My knees were, it just wasn't properly adjusted for me, and I learned that lesson. And I think something as simple as that of, hey, maybe your bike seat needs to be adjusted differently or change this up can change your experience.
Well, so many people, you know, find, God, my shoulders are bothering me, or my butt's bothering me, my feet, or my knee, right. And so there's just these small little nuances of things that we can do that can help that. And again, we'll address that as best we can according to who shows up and the interest. But even if you don't have a bike, we can also address that stuff, just like anything else, just posture and comfort. And that's where Anne can come in and her experiences and so on and so forth.
So this is going from 11 to 3. Are you having a structured presentation? Is it a little more open one-on-one, or how is it structured?
I've never been structured in my life, so and Anne tries to structure me a little bit. So together we'll be in the middle, slightly structured, slightly non-structured. Again, I'm going to say it'll be structured in that here's what we're going to discuss and here's what we're going to try and cover, but we'll tend to spend more time, less time, depending on those that come and the interest and so on.
And given the weather that we have here, today's an excellent example. Are there special tips for biking in weather like this, maintaining your bike in this type of weather?
Yeah, there really is. And again, we'll go through that. I mean, it's difficult to ride in the rain. It's funny when we, I'm going to segue here quickly, but when we race with people from different parts of the country, we don't race with that many people from Alaska, but let's say Portland or Washington or Seattle that tend to race in the rain. It's very different how they ride, what they do, where their expertise tends to be, that they're used to it. They're used to taking care of their bike. They're used to tire pressure. They're used to different tires and so on and so forth. And so it does make a difference, and we can, again, address that. As you know, there are so many styles of bikes now. Probably when you did your ride, there was like one or two styles of bikes to do. Now you've got fat bikes, this bike, mountain bikes, hybrid bikes. So anyways, we'll go through all that.
I was going to say, that's probably a lot of good information on finding the right bike for you as
correct.
Well.
Yeah, for what you want to do, what your interest is.
And I don't really know, do you know, Mary, about availability of, say, you know, about repair parts and things like that for your bicycle in this town?
Well, I did go over to, I don't know if I can name a business, but Tongass, and just double check with them. And they do have a few tools and equipment to work on your bike. They are happy to order anything that we would need.
So like hardware stores would have things like
right.
that potentially. And I know there is a bike store, but that's just like rentals.
I looked around. I haven't, unless I'm wrong.
Okay.
Somebody knows.
Yeah, someone
Please
knows.
Call,
but that's interesting because I just see people sort of independently cycling out there, but don't know where they're getting their bikes, their supplies, or how they're going about it. And I, as always, a lot of things are getting ordered from elsewhere. But
right.
Yeah.
I met some folks riding, and they said a lot of their stuff, could they go up to Juneau to pick up. There's definitely a community in Juneau that's quite organized, and so they found that avenue to help them out and so on and so forth.
Okay, and also you're talking about fitness and training and a variety of things. What can people gain a little bit from that? Is there anything you can pass along?
Well, I don't think there's a lot of bike racing here, but even just training for just touring or riding your bike. Most people don't really train properly. They end up doing too much riding, not enough relaxing. I was able to do a lot of yoga, and actually most people I raced against would train 5 to 7 days a week riding. I kind of did the opposite of that. I did less riding, more relaxation, yoga, meditation, and that brought me to a higher level so I could help people with that type of thing.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, it sounds interesting. Anything else that you wanted to mention about this? Or?
Just everybody come out. It's just one of those things. What
fun.
Have you got to lose but 3 or 4 hours of a wonderful afternoon?
Oh, and I should say, does someone have to stay for the whole thing, or can they just drop on by?
Drop in, drop out. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Very good.
So it starts at 11 and goes until 3. You're welcome to bring a bike, like Jeff said. There's a patio out. It's at the library in the little space there that they have. And if you want to bring a bag lunch, it's okay.
And thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for being here.
Maria.
And look forward to that. Again, coming up this Saturday at the Ketchikan Public Library, I can learn more about maintenance, fitness, training, and racing with your bicycle, or any other questions that you have about cycling. And again, that's Jeff Knowles and Ann Schwartz. And thank you also Mary Kowalczyk for dropping by today.